Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, we'll continue on in a message I've been sharing last week, and that is developing godly discernment. In the hour in which we're living, beloved, it's important that we have the mind of the Lord, the wisdom of the Lord, a knowledge of His Word, so that the choices we make, the decisions we begin to implement in our lives, as well as the relationships and the alliances that we are involved in, all need to be measured by the Lord's will for our lives, by the standards of God's Word, the spiritual principles that are enclosed. And we were looking at an event in the life of a godly king by the name of Jehoshaphat. And this is found in 2 Chronicles. We've been looking at chapter 17. Well, we will be going all the way through 20. And there are some very important lessons for us to learn, and we've been rather focusing on the importance of being godly in our close, intimate family relationships. And I gave many examples in preceding broadcasts about parents who really love their children and are actually facilitating irresponsibility or laziness or whatever it might be by not speaking the truth in love, by not exhibiting tough love, a great love and concern as a parent, but an unwillingness to contribute to their ungodly behavior. And this is a hard message for some, but beloved, it's because I love you that I'm speaking the truth, and this is a beautiful example that is found in the Word of God. When the Word of the Lord came to Jehoshaphat, as recorded in chapter 19, it came as a rebuke through the prophet Jehu, and he basically said that, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. And we see that Jehoshaphat began his reign as king. He did the right things. He did the things that pleased God. And yet he was really deceived in wanting to be, to reach out and to make alliances, because they, you know, the king of Israel and the king of Judah, surely they should get along and they should have a common cause. Well, beloved, it's just that principle we can apply to our personal relationships. And if there is someone that you have a relationship with, they're not serving God, you can't overlook their sinful ways and join in with them. That's not what it means to be loving. The greatest love a parent or a husband or wife or a friend can have is to have the courage to lovingly say no when things are wrong. You might say, well, Sister Glass, what am I supposed to do? Just be mean and reject them or run them off? No, not a thousand times no. That's not what I'm saying. But you're supposed to be the opposite of what they're representing. You possess the light of life in you, and you're to let Christ shine in your life. By being a mature Christian and by being a victorious Christian, you are able to say, no, I can't do this thing, or that thing is wrong in God's sight. I love you, but I have to stand on God's principles. It isn't that I don't love you or I don't want to see you happy and prosperous, but I cannot give up my integrity to walk with you or to approve of what you're doing. I remember once Brother Glass shared a story of a woman who had come to him and asked his opinion about what he thought about them attending a pornographic movie with their husband because that's what he wanted. And so Brother Glass said, no. He said, you have to live your Christian life before him. They may not understand, or in some cases they don't want to understand, but he told her, he said, God will honor your stand in the long run. And she didn't want to do the wrong thing. So after she had prayed about it, she had strength and courage from the Lord, and she told her husband, no, I can't do what you want me to do because that is wrong. And then Brother Glass said after several months, she came back with him, to him with a big smile on her face and in the company of a nice-looking man, and she introduced the man to him as her husband. And he had just recently come to the Lord, accepting him as Savior. And he told Brother Glass that when his wife came home, he was so angry that he wanted to beat her up, and he was going to look at Brother Glass, he was going to beat him up. But way down deep inside, obviously, he had to admire his wife for having the courage to say no. And what happened is the Holy Spirit began dealing with him, and he broke and surrendered before the Lord and repented and received Christ into his life and was then serving God with great vigor and determination. So I've just shared a few things on family situations. We certainly don't want to run our spouses or children off. You don't want to run anyone off, beloved, but you have to establish your position in Christ-like love and stand in your integrity as a Christian. The testing might be great, but God's strength is greater. The circumstances and situations may differ as much as people differ, but beloved, the principles in God's word never differ. They don't change. And that's why I feel it's so important for you to grasp an understanding of spiritual principles. And in the end, God is going to fight for you. Now, what are other ways that we can, perhaps in trying to be sincere with good intentions, we can make a wrong alliance? And we see that unfortunately found in today's churches. One of the things wrong in some places today is they've made an alliance with the world. They look like the world, they talk like the world, they live like the world, and then wonder why they don't have joy or peace or power. And somewhere along the line, they felt in order to be appealing, you know, seeker-friendly to the world, they had to join to the world. In other words, make an unholy alliance. But, beloved, what I'm on this broadcast to tell you, you have to let your light shine before the unsaved, before your peers, in the workplace. If someone's telling a off-color joke, you don't stand there and participate or laugh. You walk away. You don't make a big scene or big show of it, but just by your quiet actions, people are going to notice that there's something different about you. You're not going along with the crowd. It's quite simple. If your coworkers aren't serving God, you don't ally yourself with them. You witness to them, you share with them, you be friendly, you be loving, but have nothing to do with their wicked ways. Love them, live your testimony, the testimony of Jesus before them, but don't join them in what they do that is plainly wrong according to God's word. The flesh is in darkness, beloved. The flesh does not love God. The carnal man doesn't want anything to do with the things of God. There's no good thing in our flesh without Christ. And God wants us to know it's time we realize that wrong alliances bring the wrath of God instead of the blessings of God. That was the word of the Lord to Jehoshaphat, who was a godly king. And so we have to ask ourselves a question. Are we under God's wrath instead of his blessings? Beloved, real love, real, real love is telling it like it is, not using the Bible as a knife to destroy, but to lovingly say, I can't do that which is wrong. God tells you in his word that he wants to bless you, to strengthen you, to encourage you, to empower you, and to fight your battles for you. God is a giver. That's his nature. But obviously, in some churches, in some lives of some Christians, there's no quality of strength or maturity. Obviously, the battles will come. They will till Jesus returns. But God's strength is greater. God's power is greater. The attacks will come, the persecution will come, but God is your shield, your buckler, your high tower, and your defense. Now, let's take a moment to just look at Jehoshaphat. In that 18th chapter, verse 1, it says, Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance and joined affinity with Ahab, this ungodly king of Israel. And after certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria. Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance and for the people he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead. Listen to what Jehoshaphat says. And Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, wilt thou go with me to Ramoth Gilead? And he answered him, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. Even though Jehoshaphat said he would stand with Ahab, he said, what did he say? He said, I am as thou art, my people as thy people. And beloved, he said, we're going to join with you in this war, Ahab. And this will be true for us if we make a wrong alliance. We'll be engaged in an unwinnable war. This is different than the warfare we face as a matter of course, because we're Christians. This is a war that is death to all that we hope to do and be if we make a wrong alliance with the Ahabs of this world. Jehoshaphat said, I am as thou art. That's what the devil wants us to think, to say and be. But that's a lie. As a Christian, you are no longer to ally yourself with Ahabs. You're no longer a sinner lost, but a sinner found and saved and cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus. You've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. That's Colossians 1 and 13. Well, beloved, my time has just flown by, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I know I'm going into depth, but I feel that this is something we really need to get a handle on and know that God is requiring of us to live uprightly in our relationships and not let any of those relationships bring us down, because we're to bring them up. We're to uplift them. Amen. Well, the announcer is going to give our mailing address. I thank you for joining me, and we'll continue and pick right up tomorrow at the same time with this message. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.